The Big Bend region of Texas is a place where mountain chains meet, but few people stayed. The land was often a place not settled, but rather traversed. We know much about the land from 500 years ago because of the early Spanish who wrote down what they saw. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Big Bend area of Texas is named, of course, for the Big Bend, or curve, in the course of the Rio Grande River. As Matt Walter, curator at the Museum of the Big Bend, explains, it's also the place where the Rocky Mountains meet the Appalachian, Ozark, and Texas Hill Country uplift.
The first European contact coming up will come up from Mexico, and around 1528, Cabeza de Vaca will come through. The first Spaniard to ever reach Texas also comes through the Big Bend on his way back to try to find Mexico City.
That explorer gave us a good idea of what this area looked like about 500 years ago.
His account that he will write after his rescue, he will call it the Commentaries of the Castaways. It is still in print today as the Ordeals of Cabeza de Vaca.
Some others began to pass here looking for treasure.
The first role that the Big Bend will kind of play will be in the 1590 expedition where Sosa crosses the Rio Grande with his ox-drawn carts, about a dozen ox-drawn carts, the first time that any animal-drawn wheeled vehicle ever enters the United States.
De Sosa made a journey that began to change the way people looked at what is today the southwestern U.S.
He's the guy that then goes north and sees the Indians wearing gold in their ears in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where it is today, and sends word back to Mexico City along with some of those ears and sets into motion the first gold rush in North American history.
Initially, some of those expeditions crossed the Big Bend area until a better route was found.
The Big Bend is kind of off the beaten path. The Spanish are looking for a new place to cross the river, and they find a new pass across the river and through the mountains. They call it El Paso, the pass.
There's plenty of unique history here in the Big Bend, and there's more next time as we travel the countryside. In Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.